So it's just the end of a meeting at the William Loveless Hall here in Wivenhoe, and very kindly I've got some time with Tim Patterson, who is a local resident. And this evening, we're calling this evening the launch of Broad Lane Future.
That's right.
So Tim, very, very kind for some time. Briefly, so what has this evening all been about, please?
This evening, in a nutshell, has been about reaching out to the community, letting them know that we have a fantastic opportunity with local investment to transform the area up the road, which is Broad Lane, known to many, to hold the football facilities, and transform it into a wonderful community come sport complex for the community. Against a backdrop of austerity that we're all seeing and experiencing in our daily lives, it is just such a wonderful, again, I use that word, opportunity, to actually embrace the kind offer, mobilise the community to actually put forward their ideas, to go and log on. The website that was created for this, which is broadlanefuture.com, put forward your ideas, have them voted for, and then in December when we return to have another community meeting, look and see what the results are and see how far this wonderful project has moved forward.
Yeah, it seems to be really, really unique. We mentioned hard times for everybody financial funding wise, but we've got this. It certainly seems a one-off opportunity. There is a chance of some investment and also going around getting various grants as well. But in terms of facilities for Broad Lane, we know now there's obviously the football club is quite key there. There's a tennis court. A few of the local clubs use it. But really, I think the message from here from this evening was everything is up for grabs. So it's not purely just sport we're talking about. The idea is to get other local groups, be there nurseries, people with an interest in gardening or allotments, anything at all really is up for grabs. If people can come forward and put forward their suggestions and saying, I think the land could actually benefit from this facility, that's your idea, yes?
That's right. You're the community, we're not just talking sport. We're talking about everything from allotment to nursery to you name it, dancing. If you have an idea that you want developed that can be part of this particular complex, then go for it. I mean, the whole thing here is about the community being empowered. And if we can empower the community and get everyone to kind of focus on what this opportunity will be, then you know what, for me, that's first stage and that's what I want.
Because there's many fine clubs and existing facilities around here locally, but there isn't a really kind of one central part which people can really all gather towards and use together. It does seem to be a bit disparate at the moment. So that could also be quite a unifying factor in the town.
Wivenhoe is a great town. We heard tonight, of course, we have two halves of Wivenhoe. This is a perfect opportunity to get everyone together and to work together for a common aim, common goal, and a great facility.
And timescales, we're looking at ideally, final question, 2012 possibly, which has got a great sporting ring to it anyway. But if people really do get behind this, 2012 hopefully could be the time.
2012, quarter two, that's the magic time.
We'll say again, finally, the website is Broad Lane Future, or Futures, or Future.
BroadLaneFuture.com.
So go there, get involved and find out what's happening here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim, very kind.